Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And how foreign that is to the American church today. Again, William Booth said that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. What's sad about it, America, is the fact that your enemy knows that more than the righteous do. I'll say it again. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And again, your enemy knows how to play that little game. Yet they do it in a lawless fashion. Just imagine if the righteous in this land stood up and dealt with them in a lawful manner, how quick they'd be shut down. I was thinking about something yesterday. We had a phone call, and an individual, of course, he unleashed on me, and that's fine. That's great. I'm glad. And he proved my point to a T as he strained at the gnat and swallowed the camel to a T. And my point in speaking of the prophet, because that's what we were talking about yesterday, is the very fact that it's the prophetic in the United States of America that the professed church in America has shut down. It will not set itself up to be reproved or judged within the way Scripture tells us that we're supposed to do it. That's why you hear nothing of the apostolic or the prophetic in America today. They want to snuff the prophet out, and that's exactly what they did since the beginning of time to the present. There's nothing new under the sun. These people love to praise the dead saints while they persecute the living ones. And that's exactly what they do. They praise the dead saints while they persecute the living ones. And they try to find fault. The fact of the matter is, when you step upon the rock, there is no fault, because it's not your word that you're giving forth. It's the Christ's word that you're giving forth. And I'm looking at sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, and I'm taking a look, and I'm just saying to myself, wait a second, what is wrong with our country? And going back to the phone call yesterday, friends, it was interesting that the caller was angry because he said, well, what are we supposed to do? What is America supposed to do? Well, what do you think you're supposed to do? David said he didn't wickedly depart from the living God. America has done that, and we can see the fruit of it. And there's people out there that mean to advocate the very agendas that your enemies push. By opposing the prophetic ministry. And I'm humored by it. Because the Spirit of the Lord will not be straightened, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Because the Lord will have His way one way or another. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. We also have a Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And folks, we got a brand new number, call-in number, and thank you for responding, by the way. Good, bad, or ugly, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we see that quite a bit. We see that quite a bit. Everybody's complaining about man's 10,000 commandments because it's too simple. It's too simple, America, not complicated, to get back to God's 10. Instead of righting the wrongs, they would rather complain about what they tolerate. That's America. That's who we are today. That's why we have become a reproach to the world, because of what we tolerate. And you want to see how far gone you are? Just go ahead and look to the White House, because America, that's what you have tolerated. You have tolerated it. Because if you didn't, he wouldn't be there. Both the left and the right paradigms in this country know that this administration means to destroy the country. And yet the good people sit down and allow them to do it. So, why are we at where we're at today? Because people don't want to hear the reproof, the correction, or the instructions in righteousness. But the Spirit of the Lord comes back and says, well, he didn't ask. He commanded. And again, what we need to understand is God is a good judge, and he is a good God. And he is a good judge, and we know that in Psalm 97, it tells us that righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. You that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. And before I get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do want everybody to understand the lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, skeptics and atheists, and professed Christians that don't know their left hand from their right hand, who falter between two opinions, 1 Kings 18. We have all been warned in Jude 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And what have they done? They've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. And that's exactly, again, friends, where we're at today in America. Carnal lusts. They've created a Jesus that looks just like him. It's a figment. He's a figment. Their creation is a figment of their imaginations. He does not exist. Their Jesus doesn't bear the cross. Their Jesus bears lip service and everything but action. So we're going to be talking about the prophet in just a couple minutes here. Again, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with us right now. And I wanted to talk about one article in particular, Tim. And it was actually 200 U.S. generals, admirals, and others just stepped up to Obama. Can you share with our listeners as to what's going on right now in our country concerning them?
Yeah, they put forth a letter to Congress, and there were about 200 signatories of these generals, admirals, and other political officials serving under both Democratic and Republican administrations in the past, and they've called out the Iran nuke deal, and have encouraged Congress to step in the way. The problem is Congress has unconstitutionally written legislation that undermines the Constitution.
Exactly. Tim, I got to take a quick break, my friend. I'm going to take you over on the other side. Can you hang on 1 second, please?
Sure.
Folks, you got Bradley and Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, please do. Contend for the faith, or go ahead and share with everybody as to what's on your heart today. 1-866-582-9933. Without further ado, do forgive me, Brother Tim, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, is online with me right now, and I brought forth the article that he just posted that 200 United States generals, admirals, and others just stepped up to Obama. And what is all this about, Brother Tim?
Well, I think it's more of a splash they're trying to make. They're trying to draw the people's attention into exactly what's taking place. And according to their letter that they sent, they pointed out that there's no way the team who is the International Atomic Energy Agency is able to really do anything to keep Iran or hold them to their agreement. It also says that their development as far as nuclear weapons will provide some estimates are $150 billion, that's billion dollars, to Iran in the form of some kind of relief. And we know exactly where that money goes. Iran has been a Islamic terrorism sponsor for years and years and years.
And well, so is Barack Hussein Obama, so what's the difference?
Well, that was going to be my next point. You have our Congress allowing this, which is basically a treaty. That's what this is. That's really what this is with Iran. And there are secretive parts that the United States don't even know about. Now, I don't know anybody out there who's going to sign a contract and knowingly say, I can't know the terms and conditions of this part of the agreement, and nobody does that. That's just foolish, and especially.
Well, I can name a few, Tim. As a matter of fact, I heard yesterday on the radio. As a matter of fact, on the break between segment and segment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I heard them actually talk about there was a few Jewish representatives, namely one of them was Barney Frank, that said, you know what, we need to push this through.
Yeah, well, again, I think that there's two different, I don't want to say even ideologies, well, mentalities. But the problem is Congress has acted unconstitutionally. They have passed legislation that basically lets Obama do this deal. And then instead of being constitutional and saying, you know what, the Senate has to advise him on these things, and then the Senate has to vote by two-thirds to approve it, they flipped that around and said, no, Congress has to vote by two-thirds to shoot it down.
Hmm.
So they've acted unconstitutional in the first place. And, you know, like I wrote this morning, anybody from Congress listening, if you were I'm going to play the two sides, but look, if you were voted as a Republican, I can tell you the majority of your people wanted you to go up there and deal with the criminal in the White House. But you haven't done that. You wanted to play patty cake with him and said, we need to go along to get along. The people want things done. No, we want justice to be brought forth. That's what we want. And we want you to stick to the chains that we bound you with the Constitution, which you made an oath for. The Constitution is not for the American people. It is for the elected officials. It tells you what your scope of authority is and no further. And we're seeing it across the board. It's not just the Obama administration. It is a multitude of these people who have been elected to political office in the federal government who have usurped their authorities or delegated their authorities, which they haven't been given the authority to do. And they become really treasonous to the American people because they're selling us out. They're not doing what we sent them there to do.
Exactly right. As a matter of fact, I can give you a case in point out of the horse's mouth himself. Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon, if that was the truth, I wish he would have stayed there. He's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here.
Yeah.
So they are indicting themselves. They are incriminating themselves, yet the American people fail to act. And that's why we're at today. So,
well, that's true.
And
pretty soon, they're going to push the people. I mean, this is not pushing lawlessness. It's just the way. Look at your history, people. If we would repent, and when you were saying the guy was asking, well, what do we do? I think if those of us who know right and wrong, and we know God, and we know what God has said, if we repent of our wickedness, God will handle those things. All we have to do is stand in the power of his name. He will handle those things. He did it in the past. We've seen it in the Old Testament over and over and over again. Think about
Jeremiah 5.
If I can give an example.
Sure.
Gideon had tens of thousands of soldiers. He's going up against the land of Midian, and God says, you know what? I don't need all those guys. You put them through these tests. And he sent all of them home but what? 300, right?
Yep.
And even when they gathered around the Midianites, what did they do? I mean, did they go to battle? No, they just raised up a cry, the sword and the Lord and Gideon, and God turned the Midianites against each other.
That's right. The sword of the Lord. That's
Lord,
exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And so
Amen.
if we really believe God in that, then church, it's time for us to not so much point the finger at everybody else, but to get our own house in order.
That's exactly right. Folks, read Judges chapter 6 when you get a moment. I got one more question for you, Tim. It was posted yesterday that I was just going to highlight, and I thought it was interesting that Obama's administration is now pushing to allow 12,000 soldiers, as they were labeled, to get sex operations.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. There's this knucklehead who was I forget his name, Christopher Beck, who has got to be, honestly, he's got to be one of the ugliest portrayals of a woman besides Bruce Jenner that I've ever seen. And, yeah, he served in our armed services, but the guy has some serious mental illnesses, and he is an abomination before God. He's dressing up like a woman. It's
unthinkable. It's unthinkable what this administration is doing, yes.
Yep, and it shows you how you can embolden your enemies. You want to pansify and wussify your males. The strongest of the strong, the bravest of it. You want to make them like this? What you're telling your enemies is just come on in and just overrun
us.
That's what you're telling them.
That's exactly right. Tim, I thank you for jumping on
the... Taxpayer money.
That's exactly right. America is paying for their own demise at every turn, regardless of what the issue is. And this is what I'm trying to get this country to wake up to. The fact of the matter is our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. And the fact of the matter is if we don't repent before a just and a holy God, what your sin is before God, who sees all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, who beholds the good and the evil throughout all the earth, then you know what? Go ahead and keep going on your little merry way. But I can guarantee you this, on that final day, you are going to stand before the judge, and you can go ahead and just look at your posterity today and say that you failed to do your duty, and that will be your legacy. So, Tim Brown, I appreciate you again, friends. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I got to jump over to the topic in which I have to get to, because if I don't, I'm going to have to roll it over to tomorrow's show. And someone saying that, let's jump on that topic real quick here. And that was the prophet. So, go ahead. Tim, were you going to say something? I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were still on there. Okay. Okie dokie. Well, let's jump over here, friends, because, again, I want to hit this topic while we have the time to do so. Yesterday we were talking about how, you know, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Okay, and what we see in America today, I just said, I laid to your candor, go ask your pastor, why is it that he is leading the church when he's not called to lead the church? That's first the apostle, then secondly the prophet, then thirdly the teacher. Okay, and then what I wanted to show you, friends, is Ephesians 4:11. It says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Okay? And we're talking about Christ, the resurrected one, not man's fallen carnal nature. Then he warns us that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's what we're dealing with today. And I'll tell you why we're dealing with that today. Because people fail to read their own Bibles. They trust what the pastor says, and what we're finding in this country, friends, is 300,000 pulpits are the problem in this country because they remain silent when they should be standing up. Had they known the Word of God, they would be standing up. And you want to take their word for it? Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you can go ahead and say, my pastor said that, and my priest said this, and my whatever you want to call him said this. The fact of the matter is, what does the Word of God say? Again, Ephesians 4, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of who? Of men and cunning craftiness. Folks, cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're going to come right back to this, friends, and I'm going to lay out the characteristics of what a prophet is and what a prophet does. And folks, we should all be doing this together.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the office of the prophet, and we started the show off talking about how it's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, and then I laid to your candor to go ahead, do a little homework, friends. Go ahead and ask your pastor why it is that he's leading the church, and if you'd like to have him give me a call, I would love to take him to task on Scripture. And that number, again, is 1-866-582-9933. And I also want you to understand, friends, that this is the voice of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that's under attack. And those that are attacking that voice are going hook, line, and sinker, along with he who's emulating dictators in the White House today. It's a crossless, loveless spirit is what it is. It's a spirit of Antichrist. When you go over to 1 Corinthians 14, it talks about he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. But in line with Scripture, it does not throw off the cross, it throws the cross on. In line with Scripture, it tells us in 2 Timothy verse 3, it says, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. In all Scripture, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, now listen carefully, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I didn't know that when we're talking about 1 Corinthians 14 that when he talks about prophesying, speak unto edification and exhortation and comfort, we need to understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And if you're inside a life or a partaker of the life of sin, he that committeth sin, folks, is a servant to sin. You need to understand that the Holy Ghost doesn't comfort you. He convicts you. Let me say that again. The Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man that's in sin. He comes to convict a man that's in sin. And people fail to remember this. Again, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But the spirit of America today is, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. That's the voice we hear in America, really? In contrast to the man of God, that he may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And yes, it's a work of the Holy Ghost. And yes, it's a work of grace because we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Yes, yes, yes. But as men of old understood grace, they said, Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. Amen. Just like David in the Old Testament, he said, Lord, perfect that which concerneth me. And what was his prayer and what did he understand of grace? Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, order my steps in your word that I might not offend thee. Huh. Because he wanted to walk in the light of God's countenance. The church knows nothing of this in America today, for the most part. But going over to 1 Corinthians 14:24, but if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus the secrets of his heart are made manifest. And what does the gift of prophecy do? And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Yes, there's two sides to the sword, but I'm talking about the side that America needs to hear today. And what happens when a prophet actually calls it out for what it is and the way it is, and he calls sin for what sin is? Well, just like Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why did they hang Christ? Why did they crucify Christ? Why did the religious people of the day crucify that prophet, the Son of God, the greatest of all prophets? Because he uncovered their cloak. He took the cloak of covering from off of them, friends. He exposed them for who they were throughout Scripture. Does not anybody, when they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, do you not know the thread? Do you not hear the thread? Do you not see the thread of threatenings throughout Scripture not to play with sin? And going back to 2 Timothy 3:16, knowing that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that applies to the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor anyways. It doesn't just belong to the apostle or the prophet or the prophet or the apostle. The whole body of Christ should be working together because we're in this together. Read Ephesians 4. But instead of actually hearing the word of God, they reject it. Jesus said right before he was crucified in Luke 13:34, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. Those that are sent to you, America, why are you picking up rocks? How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not? It reminds me of Jeremiah when he warned the people, and he warned the people, and he warned the people, and they failed to respond in a favorable manner before a just and a holy God, that Jeremiah had to pick up the pen along with his scribe and write the book of Lamentations. And America has let it go and has let it slide to the point of, is America's wound curable? Folks, you have to begin to pivot on that very question right there. Is it incurable or is it curable? We know that God is merciful, friends. But is it mercy to allow a nation to commit abomination after abomination, to spit towards heaven day after day? If it's not blatant, the individual that's doing it, it's the person that's allowing the individual to do it. That includes everybody in this country. If you're not protesting, you're guilty of it. If you're not preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of it. And again, going back to the American people, what they do is they make the word of God of none effect through their tradition. And tradition means attached to old customs. In other words, they listen to the priest, they listen to the pastor, they listen to the whatever the case they want them, or the false prophets who flatter with the tongue, who speak smooth things, and they know nothing of the redemption of Christ. They know not the Holy Ghost. They may know him to the point of, I feel condemnation. Why are you preaching so much condemnation? I want to tell you why. Because you refuse to repent when the Holy Ghost convicted you of your sin, righteousness, and judgment. Therefore, the condemnation is that you love darkness rather than the light. Read the book in context, friends. And furthermore, in America, how many people... I was in a hotel last night. First thing we noticed was the Bible. I've been in thousands of hotel rooms. Guess what I noticed? By the way, one hotel room did not have a Bible out of the thousands that I stayed in. I mean, there's so much dust on some of these books, friends, you could actually write with your finger on the top of it, damnation. And yet Jesus said the very first prerequisite is that you know concerning the doctrine. And oh, how many times I've heard people say, oh, I love the Lord and oh, I love Jesus. Really? Well, what does the word say about it? I'm not that versed as you are. Really? Well, I thought we were to have the mind of Christ. I never heard that. The only thing I ever heard my pastor say is, you know, we got a new building project over here. Hey, to hell with those kids, man. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, come on, that's what they say. That's what they do. That's what their actions say. And actions speak a lot louder than words do, friends. But again, what's happening in America? They make the word of God of none effect to their traditions. They don't want to stir things up. They don't really want change, because if they did, they would trouble the future. They would understand David in the book of Psalm chapter 18 when he said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. It's God that subdueth the people. We're called, church, to dispossess, not to be possessed. I'm sorry. We're called to dispossess, not to be dispossessed. And that means to drive out previous occupants in their place. In America, you have everything right under your feet. Remember when Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he said, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto you? How often would I have gathered thy children together? Do you remember when Jesus was going up to Golgotha? And the women were behind Jesus, crying for Jesus. They knew that he was being crucified because the Pharisees and corrupt politicians were envious of him. They were afraid of losing their place in their nation. Read John 11 and John 12. But they allowed it to happen anyways. And what did Jesus do? He looked at him and he said, hey, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children, America. He said, if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? When you still have the freedom to do the right thing in America, you do it not, then you have coming what you have coming. And if you think things are going to get better, you're sadly mistaken. They're going to get much worse. It's going to get to the point where it's unthinkable how evil men can become. And that reminds me of what George Whitefield rightly said. Man left to himself is half beast and half devil. That's exactly right. You want war to stop in America? The only one that can change human nature, his name is Jesus Christ, like it or not. Meet him on his terms. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Like it or not. Like it or not. And then 40 years later, what happened, friends? Israel was judged. I wonder how many of them people that would not submit themselves unto the meek King of glory regretted it after the crucifixion. Well, let's highlight a false prophet real quick. Thou shalt not listen carefully unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you. The Lord your God proveth you. The Lord your God proveth you. He proveth you, friends, to know whether you love him, the Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and depart from evil and keep his commandments. In America, you don't even know him. You don't even know his commandments. So how are you supposed to keep them? Yet you say you love him, right? And of course, I'm not speaking to those that love the truth, friends. I'm speaking to those that say they love the Lord, yet they don't even know the Lord. We're to obey His voice. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Last segment. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I don't know how that's going to fare with you right now, friends, due to the fact that I've got to hit this as promised. Folks, we've been talking about the real prophets. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The John the Baptist, the Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Going all the way back to Genesis, all the way forward to Revelations. Even in the book of Hosea, it talked about the prophets were sent to hew them. And what we see today in America is them embracing everybody but the real prophets. Now, they want the false prophets prophesying smooth things and hearing things like God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And I see all this money coming to you. And I see, oh, you're going to be building this huge business and you're going to have thousands of employees. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be living so high on the hog. You're going to be so poor, that's all you have is money, saith the real prophet. And the false prophet, he's going to tell you everything you want to hear. And he's going to tickle your ears because he wants something in your pocket. We were talking about the false prophets right before the break and how the Bible talks about how we shall hear and fear the Lord. And when we fear the Lord, guess what we do? We perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. Second Corinthians 7. And men depart from wickedness through the fear of the Lord. They depart from evil, not embrace it. Read Proverbs 6 when you get a moment. It says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you. He ain't driving you to the foot of the cross, friends, to the Christ. He ain't your friend. He's your enemy. Do you remember when Peter said, Lord, far be it from you that you go up there to be crucified? And Jesus looked at him and said, Satan, get thee behind me. You savor the things of men, not that of God. Yep. See, there's a spiritual world and there is a carnal, natural world. And I want you to understand, whatever manifests in the natural first manifests in the spiritual. And if the Spirit, the Christ, is speaking to us to impart unto us to be educated by the Holy Ghost, then we should hear that. And we should grow up in grace and in the knowledge of Him. And the head of Him who is the head of all principality and power and might. The Bible tells us we're not to listen to those that pull us away from the cross. Tells us that you should walk after the Lord your God and fear Him and keep His commandments and obey His voice, and you shall serve Him and cleave unto Him. No, the Jesus today is the one that serves you, America. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shall thou put evil away from the midst of thee. Okay? That's just in portion, friends, or just in part, concerning Deuteronomy 13. And then when we look over at what the false prophets do in the book of Micah, it says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace. The Bible says he put it not in their mouths. They even prepare war against him. Yep. They preach a false grace, and then when the real Christ comes on the scene, they act and teach that that's the devil. They say that's Beelzebub. And then what they do is they begin to nitpick and find faults. Or they say, hey, hang on a second, is this not the son of Joseph and Mary? And his brothers and sisters we know? No, friends, listen carefully. Reason is the greatest enemy to real faith. And if you want to walk by faith, then you better close your eyes to reason. Don't shout me down. If you want to go to the New Testament, show me how many times you see prophets. And what are they doing? They're warning. Like Agabus in Acts chapter 11. Huh. Man, I didn't know that. And I'm not saying prophets cannot give you a word, a good word in due season. No, they do that too. But in America, there's such a false version of mercy and grace, and everybody loves to lay on that silk pillow, don't they? And that silk pillow is leading you straight to hell through apathy and tolerance, America. In ignorance of the Word of God that you are mandated and commanded to know if you love the Lord. And by the way, I don't do what I do because I have to. I do what I do because I want to. It's the difference between a slave and a son. When you look at the characteristics of the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. There is brand name. Either you love him or you hate him. There is no lukewarmness with these guys. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world and their warm but untested theology are not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as habituates of Satan in the synagogues of Satan. Friends, I want to tell you something. In America today, you have a people more tolerant of a Barack Hussein Obama, America's known enemy. He who advocates, he who's allied with your known enemies, they put themselves more at those that are telling them the truth than those that are kissing them through the lie. And you can judge what I just said and you can weigh it in the balance over the last 7 years, friends. What you have tolerated and what you will not tolerate. Where are the prophets in the church today? Point proven. The prophet is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not a more urgent national need than we cry to God for a real prophet. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost been that of recovery. Reformation! Go back to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16. The prophet of God is detective, seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by the measure of his unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherly worldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. Read Revelations 3. He lives in the heights with God and comes in the valley with the thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God, and so he is aware of impending judgments. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be conciled or reconciled unto God or else. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he is dead. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He's a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He's friendless while living and famous when dead. He is again the establishment in ministry. The establishment in ministry. Then he's established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days, but walked before God for years. Amen. Amen. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano. You know, it's interesting. I was just reading 1 and 2 Samuel over the last couple days. I just finished it yesterday in the book of Psalms now. But interestingly enough, they said of David that he had a lion's heart. And when you go over to Proverbs 28, the Bible says the righteous are made bold as lions. David was a prophet. God talks to him about men. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth among heretics while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. God's men are in hiding until the day of their showing forth. Folks, it's time for you to come forward now. The righteous to come forward. The time is now. The prophet is violated during his ministry, but he is vindicated by his history. There's a terrible vacuum in evangelical Christianity today. The missing person in our ranks is the apostle and the prophet. The man with a terrible earnestness. The man totally otherworldly, the man rejected by other men, even other good men, because they consider him too austere, too severely committed, too negative and unsociable. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm having church up in here. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Don't need to be asking anybody else to do that right now. Let him be as plain as John the Baptist. Let him be for a season a voice crying in the wilderness of modern theology and stagnant churchianity. Folks, I do what I do because I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I love man secondly. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2. See ya!
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661.